5 o'clock hour is here. New FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. He's Derek Johnson. I'm Nick Schwartz. 1 hour left in the program. Happy to have you with us on a lovely Tuesday afternoon, a busy Tuesday afternoon in the sports world, specifically in the college basketball world. KU landed a big commitment over the weekend, David McCormick, their second official commitment of the 2018 class. And I want to talk about that with our next guest, but I feel as though he would be a very, very insightful voice on this bombshell that was dropped on the college basketball world earlier today. He's Matt Scott of theshiver.com. He joins us now. Matt, I guess I'll just kind of leave this pretty open-ended for you. What was your reaction when you heard the news about these four coaches and these 10 guys connected to the sport being indicted and having charges brought about them by the FBI?
Oh, when you said bombshell news, I thought you were talking about that I just broke the news that Romeo Langford set up his official visit.
No, we'll get to that. That's not the bombshell I was talking about.
Oh, okay. my first reaction was, holy beep, to be quite honest with you. I don't think anybody saw it. I mean, when you read all the stuff, anything that's come out from the schools, like when they announced some of the assistants have been suspended and removed from their duties, that they didn't know until this morning. So it was definitely an eye-opener. And then when you start looking into it, you see higher-ups at Adidas that got arrested as well. And then you start looking at the schools, and you're like, okay, Miami is now an Adidas school. Louisville's an Adidas school. And the others were all Nike and Under Armour. Mm-hmm. And you're starting to look at that, and you're like, wow, that's pretty interesting. And when you're talking about, big programs like Louisville and Arizona, there's going to be a lot of shakeup. And to me, there's just a lot of questions because, as the day has gone on, there's rumors that Rick Pitino and Bruce, what's his last name?
Pearl.
At Auburn.
Pearl.
Yeah, Bruce Pearl are going to be out as soon as, like, tomorrow. Well, if that happens, how do the other schools keep head coaches when this is happening? I mean, that's kind of a bad look, right? If Arizona keeps Sean Miller.
Right. Well, Patino's a little different because he's already been in hot water. Like, they're on probation right now. So that one, I understand. The same with Pearl.
This is like as mega bombshell. This is probably the biggest story of our generation, I would say, right now in college sports. I mean, this is going to be huge. It's already huge. And, from all reports, is that they're still going. There could still be more.
And what the report essentially deduced was that they were looking into, the dark underbelly, if you will, of college basketball and how the system works. And what they are alleging how it works is what a lot of people have claimed in the past, is that these shoe companies get these, they develop these relationships with these coaches. These coaches then take these players, funnel them to said school. They're getting money under the table. The player's getting money under the table, all to set up these big endorsement deals if and when these five-star guys reach the NBA. I mean, I'm not asking you to give me any dirt, but you're at these AAU tournaments. You're around these types of guys. Like, how much of this stuff was surprising when you found out this is exactly what's happening in college basketball recruiting?
You from this or just previous?
Not specifically with these guys. Like, I'm just saying in general that this kind of stuff is going on. Did any of it surprise you?
No.
So I guess, no. And I don't think anybody's surprised by it. I don't think anybody is sitting here surprised.
I kind of look at it differently. I look at the amounts, and I'm like, really? For that guy? Okay.
But it makes you wonder. It makes you wonder how much some of the other guys are getting, right?
It does. But, first of all, no one should be throwing, their school or any other school out there. This is... Right, there's a reason why these guys were arrested, because that's who they got doing it, and they got wiretaps. And you would like to think that they would have a lot more coaches involved in wiretaps for an investigation that they've been doing for a while. So everybody should rest easy and not freak out that they think, oh well, Kansas is Adidas school. Well, so only two of the schools were Adidas schools. And the rest were Nike and Under Armour. It really has nothing to do with it. You know, it's to me, it's just one of the things on it and not think the worst because their school is, you know, sponsored by one shoe brand or another, which isn't really the case as we've seen here right now. And I think that it's probably not surprising to most people that this stuff goes on. I mean, I think shoe companies probably became a much bigger problem over the last, you know, 10, 15 years, and really this is probably going to be something that's going to break the back of that and make it a much better situation probably for a lot of schools.
How do you mean?
Well, I think that some schools that probably don't partake in this kind of stuff, and some programs that don't partake in this kind of stuff, and have probably missed on a few guys here and there, and probably levels the playing field a little bit because this is happening. And it's probably going to prevent a lot of things happening in the future that may or may not have happened.
We're talking to Matt Scott of theshiver.com here on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. What it essentially showed me, you talk about the wiretaps and having the rooms, you know, bugged before conversations were being had. Obviously, you don't need a scientist to let you know that the FBI has means to go about this kind of stuff that the NCAA simply doesn't have and never will. But if this is what ends up kind of busting the system wide open when it comes to recruitment and how a lot of it can be kind of dirty, like, what is the next step? Because what I essentially learned today, maybe I already knew it, but it made it even more clear to me, was that the NCAA simply does not have the means to legislate their rules. And if they don't, then what is their purpose?
It's kind of like a neighborhood association. They can tell you you can't have a shed, but if it's not against the city ordinance, they can't do anything about it. That's how it feels to me. Like, they're kind of the neighborhood association to where they have these rules, but it's kind of hard for them to enforce them. And the question will be, what do they do from here? This is pretty death penalty type stuff.
Yeah.
And are they going to be willing to actually do that or not? And if these schools were smart, they'd jump way ahead of them as fast as they can.
Just start levying down their own internal punishments?
Yep.
I think Louisville's the one who's in the biggest trouble because they were already on probation. They had to vacate the national championship. And last time around with the whole stripper parties for recruits, Rick Pitino kind of pointed his finger at this rogue coach who was going behind his back and doing all of this stuff without him knowing about it. Well, he's not going to get to do that this time around. I think Rick Pitino has coached his last college basketball game of his life. And Louisville's the one program I look at and say, if there was ever a time to hand out a death penalty, wouldn't that be the one?
Well, not only that, but who can – what boss isn't responsible for their employees?
Right. Right? Exactly.
I mean, that's not how the world works. If I was doing something illegal, through my work, basically, my boss would be held accountable. Whether he knew or not, he should have been managing me better, right?
Right, exactly, and that's how it's going to work with these assistant coaches. Like, they can, the NCAA can hand out their punishments, but it's ultimately going to fall on those head coaches' shoulders, whether it's Sean Miller or Bruce Pearl or Andy Enfield, whoever you're looking at. They're the ones who are going to take the brunt of this.
But there's so many questions. This is why it's so early, and we just don't have enough information yet. Things like that. I thought it was interesting that they said in the press conference that the NCAA wasn't aware of the investigation until this morning, which was crazy. But here's the thing, is are players that are already at schools that they think are involved or know are involved or whatever the case may be, are they going to be eligible to play this year? Are these teams just going to not play basketball this year? Are kids going to have the right to transfer right away with no punishment by sitting out a year? There's so many questions here. And you're talking about Arizona, who's got, you know, a number of top guys, not only in the class that just came into school, but from a previous class that a couple guys came back. But that could put a lot of these kids in tough situations. And what if you're a kid that had nothing to do with this? And this is the biggest problem, is that there are adults that are making these decisions for children, essentially. These are children that could greatly affect their life, their future livelihood, and they should be held accountable. There is, in the recruiting world, there are way, way too many guys that want to get in the game, or they've gotten in the game, and they think that they know what's best for the kid, and you know, they're talking out of one side of the mouth to one guy and the other side of the mouth to the other guy. There are way too many guys that literally have no reason to be in the recruiting world or in this kid's life, but just for that. And they're not there to benefit the kid in the long run, or they're there to benefit themselves. And to me, that's the bad side about this, is that they are adults that are out here, you know, talking to these kids and trying to get these deals, I guess you could say, to say, hey, you need to go to this school, you need to go to that school, I think this is best for you. It's ridiculous. And these kids, you know, they develop these relationships with the kids and their families in some cases, and they believe that this person is really got their best interest in mind, and they don't. They have their interest in mind. And that's the bad side about it, is you really hope that some of these kids would quit looking, and their kids and their families quit looking short-term. The short-term does nobody any good. Yes, maybe getting some money in your pocket today is great for you, but you know what? If it totally hinders you from getting a lot of money, we're talking life money down the road, because you went to the right program, you got coached by the right person, and you developed the right way, so you are ready to become a pro at whatever level, and you can make a lot of money that way, that's what you need to be looking long-term, not short-term.
And it's sad, because these kids are essentially being used as pawns. If you've got a son who all of a sudden is a top blue chip prospect, and you see all of these schools who are coming after you and they're going after all these other kids, I can imagine there would be a lot of adults, whether it be coaches or parents, who are sitting around with their hands out saying, wait a minute, this guy's worth way more than the cost of tuition and room and board. Like, what are you going to do for me? And if you're a 16, 17-year-old kid and there's, you know, $5,000, $10,000, $50,000 on the table, what are you going to do, right?
Because absolutely, and that's why it's sad, because they're kids. That looks good, but it's short-sighted. It's very short-sighted.
Right.
Where they need to be thinking about, well, I'm going to think about where I need to be at 40, not 20. And that's two totally different situations. And sadly, you know this just as well as I do, what you think of life and your life at 18 years old is very, very different of what you think of your life and life when you're 20, when you're 25, when you're 30. It's totally different, and it's hard to see 20 years down the road. But that's where someone that is an adult could be giving good advice to these kids instead of the advice of being short-sighted.
Very well said. Matt Scott of TheShiver.com joining us here on New FM 101.7 and 1320
KLWN.
That's
it. I have an 11-year-old that is a freak athlete.
Well, don't be one of those parents you were just condemning, okay?
No, I'm not. But, boy, he's really good on the Xbox.
The Xbox, okay. Maybe he'll get into the eSports game. All right, well, I want to talk about some of these guys. Obviously, David McCormick, a kid who committed to KU, 6'10", 255. Looks to be a true center, a big guy who likes to bang. That seems like somebody who'd be right in Bill Self's wheelhouse. What can you tell us about this kid?
Yeah, he is. He's a big boy, and you know, he's done over the last couple of years. You know, if you saw him a few years ago, you would think more of the biggest offensive tackle you've ever seen. And boy, has he put in it. But he has put in so much work and done a great job working on his body.
Said he gave up fast food.
It's very impressive. The kid's a very impressive kid.
Don't you wish we all could have gotten that advice when we were 16, 17?
I wish somebody would have. Somebody told me to quit eating that stuff when I was 17, I'd be like, look at me. I gained no weight. Look at this. And little did I know that would catch up one day. But what a great job he's done of being, you know, having the self-discipline to do that. Really good kid. Got some offensive polish to him already, which you don't often find in a lot of big guys this early. in their career. So that's good. He's a good rebounder, a decent shot blocker. He's not as explosive as a lot of guys off the floor, but that's something that certainly is going to improve, especially when Coach Hootie gets a hold of him. But he is somebody that is really going to be a force down low for Kansas. And so, he's not looking to go out and be a stretch four like you see a lot of big guys nowadays. They all think that they're I'm a wing. No, they don't make 6'11", 250 wings. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. So he's somebody that definitely knows where he needs to be effective. He's going to have to work a little bit on his defense as far as, keeping his man, keeping out of foul trouble. But that's all stuff that is perfectly normal at this stage in careers.
So he joins Silvio D'Souza as the two 2018 members of this next year's class. But knowing you've got the Lawson brothers in tow as well as Charlie Moore, it seems like that front court at the very least is shaping up very nicely for next year's class. So where does KU, where does Bill Self and then his coaching staff turn their attention to now?
Well, their attention has been on a number of guys. Like I mentioned at the very top, I put out that Romeo Langford, who's the number one shooting guard in the class, just because he's labeled as a shooting guard right now doesn't mean that necessarily we need to be. He can pretty much play all three perimeter spots. Then you got Quentin Grimes as well, who Coach Self and Coach Howard were down in Houston to see today. Quentin Grimes is really the definition of combo guard. He can play the one or the two. Really, really good. Really can really fill it up. Him and Romeo do get along, and that'd be a great tandem as well. And then, of course, you got point guard Devon Dotson that Kansas has been on for a long time. He's already officially visited Kansas and Florida. It's very close. It's very, very close. So it'll be interesting to see how that works out. He's originally from Chicago. Family's back there a lot. They have some businesses in Chicago. So that could help that, in the Midwest, they're back a lot. But it is going to be a close race for Dotson as well. But if you get those three, I mean, it's game on. And then, the big one that's visiting this weekend is Zion Williamson. So you add him to the mix. Kansas is going to be ridiculous this year. They could be really ridiculous next year as well.
So a lot of guys going to be in town for late night, like you just mentioned. Between those four, Williamson, Dotson, Grimes, and Langford, you don't have to play your hand too much, but if you're a Kansas fan.
I know I don't.
I know. But who would you feel best about Kansas landing of those four?
Quentin Grimes and Romeo Langford, probably top two. I feel good about Dotson as well, but I know that Florida has definitely done a great job recruiting him, and that's going to be tough. Zion is, tomorrow, seriously, I feel different every day. I'm like, he's so good. And Kansas has done a tremendous job getting in there with Zion and his family. And I think that obviously him coming to late night is going to be a huge deal. And something that people, hopefully fans have noticed, is that as of right now, Kansas only has Zion and McCormick coming in for the official visits for late night. Everybody else is unofficial, and there's a lot of reasons for that. Kansas has loaded up and had a lot of guys officially visit before, but you got to remember it's only a 48-hour visit, so you got to make sure that you can spend enough time with each of those guys while they're there on the visit. So, official visits are very different than unofficial visits. You got some guys that are coming in just for that night and will leave that night. You got some guys that will leave in the morning and maybe unofficial another school that Sunday. So a lot of things that go on there. So you've got to be able to manage that time appropriately. And I think Kansas has done a great job of that this year.
He's Matt Scott. The website is theshiver.com. You are not going to find better Kansas basketball and Kansas basketball recruiting coverage than at The Shiver. Appreciate the time, man. It was a fun conversation.
Of course it was fun. I was on it.
That's right. And very, very humble. Don't want to leave that accolade out there for Matt Scott.
Oh, I love you, Nick. I'll see you Saturday, right?
Yep, we'll see you then, man.
All right, man. Have a good rest of your week.
All right, you too, bud. That is Matt Scott of theshiver.com. I'm Nick Schwartz. It's Rock Chalk Sports Talk on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.